Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Summer is upon us, believe it or not, with the rain today. Many people will have their holiday getaway plans sorted, but have you ensured your home security is up to spec while you're away? Well, according to CSO figures, the first quarter of this year saw a 6% rise in burglaries compared to last year. So we're here with some tips to help us keep your house safe while you're away. We're joined now by Peter Murray, who's director of the Security Institute of Ireland. And Peter, you're welcome. It's that time of year.
Much.
I've noticed a couple around by me already where I know people are gone, and you sort of see the homes are empty. A lot of homes will be left empty for, you know, a couple of weeks at a time. Is this a particularly active season for burglars?
It is, but can I just put it a different way? Every time you go away, every time you leave your home, you should leave it, as what I'm going to discuss with you now. It doesn't have to be a 2 weeks away. It can be an overnight down the country. It can be anywhere. So what I'm saying to you is what myself and Carol do is put your alarm on in the house. Lock your doors and windows. Have your curtains, your blinds open. And if you can, have your internal doors open. So if people look in, they go, they're hiding nothing in there. So if you don't care, why should I care? And the best thing you can do is have a card in the drive. A card in the drive is one of the better deterrents. And if you don't have a card, or if you use it, get a neighbour's car. Be neighbourly. Put it in there. It's a great, great deterrent.
Oh, so you could actually ask, like, if your neighbour has two cars, you could say, could we borrow one of those and just you park in there when you come
home?
Right, okay. That's a great idea. I hadn't thought about that one. I know that some people have these machines that look like a TV is on for nighttime.
They're all old hat stuff. You know, lights and all this. That's all old hat. What you need nowadays is make your home look natural. It's not natural to have lights on all the time. If you're going to have lights, have them on sensors and have an outside light on what we call a 5 seconds rule. And if you liken that to when you're driving behind a car and the indicators go on, you notice when something is flashing. But if you have what we call the outside light and it's constantly on, people say that light's always on.
But what about, Peter, what about the timed light switches? And I'm very clever with this. I put them on every now and again, put them off, put them on. And the burglar
might
think,
but what do you do if I walk up and look in and I'm gone, there's nothing in there? No, please don't use timers.
Really?
Use sensor, absolutely.
But I have it upstairs. You wouldn't know. You might think I'm reading upstairs.
But you see, what you're doing now is you're bringing me to your door.
Oh, great.
What we try to do now is crime prevention through community involvement, which basically means these people don't even come near your house. It's making your area look far more secure. And by the way, you're spending no money. You shouldn't have to spend any money on your home security. You already have it. You have your doors, you have your windows. A lot of it now is procedural wise, putting the bins out, bringing the bins in. Why would you have an empty bin sit at the end of your road? So if neighbours work together, simple, cost effective, actually cost neutral, take bins in, put bins out.
Why say hello to strangers?
Because if you're walking the street and you see it, just say hello. That person now goes, I've been noticed. They know what I'm wearing. They have an idea I'm in the area. So why would I stay in your area? Remember, these guys don't know you, don't want to know you, they don't want to talk to you. But if they think they have a soft touch, i.e. soft touch area, they might maintain it. Where there's clean paths, grass cut, things looking clean and tidy. These people, these residents care about their area. So I'm not staying in it. That's
loads of great tips, Peter. And I didn't know any of those. That's great. Sorry, the final one is announce it on social media, obviously, that you're gone.
Oh, absolutely don't. Absolutely.
Okay.
And one of the bigger ones is when you get into a taxi, what's the first thing to say to you? Where are you going? What's the second thing to say to you? How long will you be? You must finish that by going, oh, yes, and my son, daughter, friends are in my house for the next 2 weeks.
Don't even trust the taxi drivers. Is that what you're saying?
It's not trust. It's just walls have ears. You don't have to trust anybody, but just say to yourself, yes, my son, my daughter, I don't know who it is minding the house for me. Absolutely.
All right.
Simple.
Peter, brilliant advice.
No,
that is brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Peter Murray from the Security of Institute of Ireland. Thank you.